I'm with Jay Latchman, who is one of the owners of On The Go Tours. And Jay, you've been working on this Tintin project for a couple of years now. Tell me about how you decided to do it and what you've done.
Well, I suppose the background on it is I spent a lot of my youth in India. And I was as a boy, I sort of read all the Tintin albums and as an adult, sort of, in a way, sort of forgot about them a bit. But the one album we didn't have in India was the first one, which is Tintin in the Land of the Soviets. And a couple of Christmases ago, my sister gave me the hardback edition of that. I flipped it around, and as you know, you've got all the Tintin albums at the back of each, Tintin covers at the back of each album. And I just sort of remarked and think, you know, God, you know, On The Go, we actually go to all the places where Tintin goes. So that's sort of what sparked the sort of initial sort of inspiration, if you like, behind it. And I just followed that up with a conversation with Moulinsark, who are the people that hold all the rights to the works of Hergé. And thankfully, they were very interested. And sort of we went from there, really. Yeah.
So you've now got a program of Tintin tours. And where do they go?
Well, we've kicked off with two destinations from my favorite album, which is Scars of the Pharaoh, where Tintin travels to Egypt and then on to India. And we've also introduced into the mix Jordan, primarily because when people visit Egypt, they also tend to want to go over to Jordan. So we've started with three holidays of the more adventure variety, if you like. And clearly, you know, Hergé is from Brussels and Tintin's from Brussels, so we're also doing long weekends to Brussels where people can go and visit the recently inaugurated Hergé Museum that was opened last year. We're also doing a little Tintin trail, Hergé trail around Brussels as well, so they're long weekends, effectively.
Yeah. Are these tours for Tintin enthusiasts, and do they get a chance to see some of the iconic places that Tintin went? I mean, albeit that they're fictitious tours.
Well, absolutely.
Half the time, of course, he was shot at.
Right, okay. Well, we're clearly going to aim to avoid things like train derailments and crashing aeroplanes and the likes. But yes, I mean, there's a number of elements where these trips link directly to Tintin. I mean, firstly, I looked at all the albums in terms of the references that where Tintin actually himself travelled to. So in Egypt, there's a very clear reference to Port Said, for example. There's the pyramids. A lot of the imagery that Hergé has got is all around ancient Egypt in terms of Luxor. So at one level, we're referencing all the places that Tintin himself visited. We then extended that out with Moulinsark and I was thankful that I actually had access in a summarized form to Hergé's research, if you like. So we've actually also introduced places on these itineraries which Hergé had researched, but where Tintin himself might not have traveled to. And sort of wrapping all of that is fundamentally what's a very good holiday. So primarily these are holidays, but there's a lot of clear Tintin references. You know, and we've thrown in a fantastic Tintin goodie bag when people arrive. We've got dossiers, sort of pre-departure dossiers, which are sort of all about Hergé and Tintin and the particular destination that people are traveling to. And we've also enlisted a few experts, if you like. Michael Farr being sort of the primary one who knew Hergé personally and did a lot of research and had access to all of Hergé's archives. So on certain trips, we'll have these experts escorting
them.
Absolutely. So there's kind of levels to it. I think if you're a moderate Tintin fan, this will definitely appeal to you. But if you're a real aficionado, then you probably want to go on one of the trips that Michael's leading.
It's one of those ideas that you suddenly go, well, why hasn't somebody done this before? But it occurs to me, you are dealing with a limited repertoire, as it were, because he's not going to write anymore, he's not going to draw anymore. So if you suddenly decided there were other places that you wanted to go that would fit perfectly, of course, you don't have that opportunity. It's always going to be limited by the fact that it is Tintin.
Well, I think it's been a bit of a stretch coming up with three amazing itineraries in Egypt, India, and Jordan. It certainly kept me busy for a while. And I think because of the quality of the holidays that we're offering, we do intend to bring out more destinations, and Tintin probably traveled to 20-plus destinations. And, yeah, so, I mean, I guess there probably is sort of an end in sight in terms of how many destinations you could do these holidays.
Somewhere in the Himalayas with a Yeti.
Yeah, well, absolutely. In fact, Tintin in Tibet is one of the ones on the shortlist for sort of the ones that we're ruling out next year. So there's plenty more destinations to offer holidays with Tintin off. But clearly, there's, you know, it'd be lovely to be able to go to the moon, but that's not quite happening as yet. So.